Farhan Memon is applying wiki technology to your agency's org charts. He's the CEO of Social Radius, the host of Wiki Org Charts, and here to talk about this merger of new and old technologies. Farhan, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. A small little correction. I'm actually the CEO of Wiki Org Charts, Social Radius. PR firm.
I appreciate you clearing that up for me. Talk about the genesis of Wiki Org Charts and where the idea came from and what exactly it does for folks.
Well, I used to be an employee of AOL, a Washington, D.C. area company, and I headed up mobile search and our mobile advertising strategy for them. And I was in a meeting when one of our colleagues put up an org chart of AT&T and said, you know, here are the people that I'm working with. Here are the people that these people report to. And I thought to myself, well, you know, that's really useful information, and it would be interesting to know, you know, how do we update these people collaboratively? How can we share this information, not just with the person that created the org chart, but with everybody in the organization? And that's where the genesis of Wiki Org Charts came from. I was then at a conference, CTIA 2009, where Anish Chopra, the CTO of the United States, was speaking, and I came up to him afterwards and said, you know, I'm working on this idea called Wiki Org Charts. And before I could even finish, he said, we need one of those. And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, at the president's office, at the executive office, we don't have a centralized org chart of every agency, because everyone uses their own technology to create their own org chart. Some use PDF, some use Visio. There's no real centralized way to look at everything. And so if you created something like this, it would be really useful. And, you know, could you populate it with federal government employee data? We have an open data policy now, he told me, that will give you the names of people who work for the federal government, those that don't work in classified areas. And could you take that database and put it into your tool and create org charts out of it? And I thought that we could, and so we embarked upon that.
So talk about how it works. Talk about what I have to do if I want to participate. Say I know my agency real well and I want to log in. What do I have to do?
Well, what we've done is we've uploaded the names, titles, and in most cases, email addresses and telephone numbers of 1.2 federal government employees. These aren't U.S. postal workers, and they aren't people that work in the national security apparatus of our country. So, by and large, if you're an employee of the federal government, your data is already incorporated into our database. And what we've done is we've sort of seeded the top layer of each agency. And anyone, whether they work for the federal government or as a contractor or just a listener of your show, can go into wikiorgcharts.com to our federal government area and look up the agency that they're interested in and see that top layer. Now, if you're interested in taking someone that you know, or indeed if you're a federal employee and you're interested in adding yourself to our org chart, once you've registered, you can go ahead and do that. And in essence, together, the community or the crowd can together start building the org chart of a particular agency. So up until now, there have been publishers like Bloomberg Government or Carroll's that have compiled org charts of their own and sold it at a very high price point to people that are interested in that data, whether it's contractors or lobbyists or other folks. And now that information is now freely available because the crowd is creating that information. In addition, if you're a federal employee or indeed anyone, you can look at an individual employee's profile page and start putting information on that page, whether it's that employee's Twitter address or, you know, interactions that you've had with that employee. And so it's a cross between both org charts and an independent social network for these employees and the people that deal with them.
I've had a chance to play around with this a little bit. One of the things that I think is interesting is the ability to put this information in, no matter how knowledgeable. I mean, you have to be knowledgeable, obviously, about the organization, but you don't have to be embedded in the organization to do it. You have a capability for somebody like me who knows a little bit about how some of these agencies are set up and who reports to who and who does what to be able to contribute to this too. And just the idea of being able to get all of this in one spot, I think is going to be really helpful, not only to people inside the agencies, but to people who want to do business with the agency and are trying to figure out who does what.
That's right. I mean, nobody knows what the entire elephant looks like. We all have our own contacts within one agency or another. But if we pool our knowledge together, we can start to look at the whole. And we're not proposing that we will be able to create a completely 100% accurate manifestation of an agency's org chart. But we think that we can come very close as more and more people start to join Wiki org charts and start to put their contacts and their knowledge into our database.
Well, we've got a link to it now on federalnewsradio.com. I appreciate the tour that you gave me of this, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about it this afternoon.
Thank you. And once again, the URL is www.wikiorgcharts.com.